views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Hello, 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 hello. So glad to be back with you. I look forward to this every week. And I've got a lot to share with you. If you've just called in and you want to speak with the channel, press 1 now so we can get you in the lineup and get your name up for me. Okay, boy. First of all, I want to invite everybody to make sure and look at the e-blast that comes out tomorrow. There are a list of beautiful and total and channeled affirmations in a PDF for you on the left-hand side of the article, up where I post, you know, the special things to go along with the article. So if you do not get my e-blast, it's real easy. Just go to imdwallace.com and sign up for it, because you won't receive it if you don't. And these affirmations, I think you're going to really appreciate these affirmations. So today I want to talk to you about creating something I wanted. So I'm going to use my own example to teach some principles here. As you know, I think I've shared with you since November, every single thing that I've gone out on as an actress, whether it's theatrical, film and TV, or commercials, I have what they call been pinned or put on availability, which means we're really, really interested in her. She probably has a job, but we're not going to make the final offer yet. Every single thing I've gone out on, I did not book any of them. Now, this is the part I want you to hear. When we have sent stuff out to the ionosphere, it takes 4 to 6 weeks for it to turn around, so that the positive things that we have been putting out can come back to us. So every time I got another call saying, well, you didn't book it, Dee, I went, okay, this is my opportunity to create what I want. I'm holding my focus. I'm feeling into what it feels like to get the call that says, you booked it, baby. And I am going to keep sending out to the universe, aka the ionosphere, I am completion, because that's what I wanted. I wanted to complete the process of booking the job. I'm happy to say that this week I booked a very big Tide commercial. Now, part of this story is also the fact a few months ago, I decided to get back into shape. mostly because my lower back was hurting so much, which is totally gone now. That was also a part of booking the Tide commercial, because subconsciously, if I didn't think I was in shape enough to do it, if I didn't think my body looked as good as it could, then I would also hold that away from coming into me successfully in completion. So I'm really, really wanting you to see how all this works so you don't get disillusioned. And I also want you to please start being conscious of your words. Stephen and I were having this discussion, and he said, yeah, you know, it's hard because you've said these words all your life, which is true. We haven't thought about them. We've just repeated it. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I don't have enough money. Oh, the universe isn't on my side. You say that a lot without saying those exact words. And according to the channel, knowing that the universe is on your side is, it has to be in place for great health. Mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional. Okay? The universe is on my side. The universe has my back. The universe wants to create with me the desires of my heart. Okay. That's why it's so important. This is another part of booking the Tide commercial. I realized through some soul searching around some other things that were happening in my life that I had this very, very, very deep-seated belief that I'm not loved. I know you're all going, what? Because we love each other in this community so much, and I feel so loved by all of you. But there were certain pockets of people and subjects in my life where I discovered I didn't feel loved. And of course, all this started coming up as soon as the channel gave us the statement, I am love for all energy. Well, then I clearly heard a couple of weeks ago, yes, and you are loved by all energy, D. You have to start claiming that. Again, guys, you have to claim it in order to create it, experience it, be it. So I have to claim I am loved by all energy, and then I get to experience that I am. So start saying what you want and know that you're not lying to yourself, that it is a direction to your energy and your brain to start feeling and thinking and accepting in an entirely different way. Don't give up. Hold the focus for 4 to 6 weeks. You've got to see results. You've got to, because it's scientifically how it works. I have some information for you about fatigue also, because a lot of my millennial friends, including my daughter, kept complaining about how tired they are. And so I sat down and said, okay, I want to know what the energetic belief is around this kind of epidemic of fatigue. And it very clearly said it was the belief that love must have chaos involved in it. So love and chaos literally have to live together, which is flippin' exhausting, especially in this community, because our focus is all on love and self-love. If that belief is in place, the more you love yourself, the more chaos you have to create, and it's exhausting. It's also affecting a lot of us with thyroid problems. And the highest claim is, I am love for all peace. Now, you could take that around fatigue, around world problems, around worry about money, around anything you're working on. I am love for all peace. I am the frequency of love for all peace. And so it is. Our next webinar, gonna really dive into so much of this because it's I Am Safe to Create. It's on the 24th from 7 to 9. And one of the biggest things they want you to focus on until then, so we can bring in exponentially bigger information, more expanded information, is that whenever I create what I want, I'm honored. Okay? Nothing's going to be taken away from me. I'm not going to be turned down. I'm not going to be humiliated. I'm not going to not succeed. When I create, I am always honored for my creation, with my creation. So I am safe to move forward to create the life I want. All righty, can I go to the calls? Yes, press 1 now if you want to talk to the channel. Well, I don't know what this means. Davina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you, gorgeous person?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. What can we do for you?
I was wanting to know, is there some kind of chemical or hormonal imbalance going on within me?
Yes, it's more hormonal. I'm not a doctor. This is energetic information. I have to legally say that. I get so tired of saying that. But hormones are chemicals. So they don't want you to split the two. And they're suggesting you might want to check in with your estrogen. But there's also fatigue involved here, too. Is this true, Davina?
Yes.
Okay. So you heard me address fatigue at the beginning of the show, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to look in your life. Well, they want to ask you right now, where is love showing up as chaos in your life right now?
I don't know. The wind's blowing. I mean.
No, go to your kids. Do you have kids?
Yeah, my only son is gone.
Okay, well, that's where we're going. I don't know why we have such a bad connection. You're really going in and out on me here. But love doesn't mean loss. And you've got to heal that belief, Davina, because it's exhausting you.
And what would the guys tell me about that?
Well, because you loved your son, you lost your son. So love and loss. Love and chaos, love and heartbreak, right? You collapse the two of them. And you want to really direct yourself to know that you can have beautiful, peaceful, joyful love, period. That's what you want. Not any of the chaos involved in the love. Just peaceful, joyful, fulfilling love. Okay, because that's the energetic core of what you're trying to deal with right now. Okay?
Okay, so just get some estrogen would help as well.
Well, they're saying that if you get on top of this, your estrogen will probably balance out, your hormones will probably balance out. Because, guys, if love and chaos are distinctly oppositional frequencies, right? And that means they cannot work together. They have to work in competition with each other. And that's exhausting. When you know that you are love, period. Love for love's sake. I like that. Love for love's sake. Think of those words. Then everything can work harmoniously together and you don't have to continue fighting yourself. And then things in your body balance out. That's a big part of all of our work, is finding what part of you is arguing or fighting with the other part of you. What part of you, you know, you want more money. What part of you is still in belief that money is a negative thing in any way? You want love, but you've connected love with loss. You want health, but you've been taught that you're not in control of your own health. All those things are oppositional forces within us that keep us from creating the very thing we want. Do you understand, Davina?
Yes.
Okay. So you, the focus, and this is for all of us, if she's bringing this in. Love is love is love and stands on its own in its entirety. The channel has told us many times, love creates everything, heals everything, because love is the state of health. I want to remind everybody also, your mind thinks in pictures. That's why it is so important for you to say, I am, and state the positive of what you want. I am love. And my definition of love is joy and freedom and peace. And that's who and what I am. And so it is. Thank you, baby, for calling in.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too. I love all of you. Joy, tell me you've seen some improvements in expansion here.
Yes, yes, I have.
Good.
I had even last week, but so much more. And what you said today about love and chaos and exhaustion, to me also. I didn't think I was calling for any help, but I needed to hear that.
Good.
The more I loved Saint Germain, the worse it got.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Well, that's, again, let me be clear. That's because when you state an intention of the positive that you want, you start becoming more and more aware of the BS coming at you that you created before. So just go, hello, BS. Thank you very much. Thank you for visiting. Nice to hear from you. And I am just sending out that I'm love, and I'm holding my focus on that. And love means peace and joy and, you know, giddiness and happiness and good things, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm holding my focus on that. And,
and I've been doing I Am Health for, 15 days now. Every
and?
Day. And I feel better.
Good. You sound better. I can even hear it. I can
hear absolutely. It changed the next day. I mean, or it started changing even before I talked to you when you mentioned I am the love for all energy. And I felt it so strongly even before I talked to you. That and talking to you. And the change in energy as the first made a big, big difference.
Awesome. Thank you for that testimonial, Joy. And I'm glad
you
got something.
Well, thank you for your help. I mean, and I've been on with you all the time. I just don't put my hand up.
I know, baby. I know you're there.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I love you.
I love you,
thank
too.
You.
Hey, Dee.
Oh, it's so great to hear her. Yes, yeah, Stephen, do you want me?
Yes, we have Rose. That you were looking for. She's
oh,
number
yes.
13 on the list.
Hold on, I'm scrolling down. There you are. Okay, Rose, we got you on, baby cakes. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. Thank you.
All right, well, so I'm on because I have really bad hip problems and really bad anxiety, and I just don't know why I'm having these. And I'm in my first year of college, and I'm majoring in theater and dance, and so I haven't been able to dance, like, all year. And now,
okay,
like, the college
okay.
is it for me. So, yeah,
all
okay,
right.
I'll stop.
So we're we're going to start with I do know how. Did you hear those words that came out?
Yes.
I don't know what's the matter with me. So again, guys, your brain thinks in pictures. What Rose did when she said those words was she told her brain not to know.
Yeah.
So we got to start with, I do know. I do know what's absolutely what's going on with me. Okay. The first thing is you are afraid to walk into your power. Now, what is being powerful mean to you? Because you've connected a negative thing with being powerful. Actually, this goes through the whole family.
Yeah.
So being powerful means what? Negatively.
Negatively. Like having to make decisions. I'm very indecisive. So it's like scary to me to make decisions.
Well, actually, making decisions comes from the belief. Because if I'm too powerful, I'll have to be responsible.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And again, I want you to make sure you let your mom know. This all came about because I was doing a private session, and she said you'd been trying to get on for so many weeks. So I want to make sure to get you on today.
Yes, thank you.
See, when I say you're ready, willing, and able to accept the responsibility of creating yourself, I get a no.
Yeah.
And again, this runs throughout the whole family. So we're going to a core belief around responsibility. This page here, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. Now, let's define what here is then, Rose. And this is for everybody, guys. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be an embodiment. I'm not supposed to be here creating my own life. Somebody else is supposed to do that for me, like God and the guides and the angels and mom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. This is your biggest challenge and what you came in to learn, Rose, is that, and this goes for all of us, is that I have to take responsibility for my own creation. I have to. Now, on a physical note, there's a tightness in your muscles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A good trainer who is really trained in the body or a physical therapist can help you stretch. It's literally a matter of stretching out those muscles. Okay? When I say there's anything structurally wrong, I get a no. Is that the right question? Yes.
Yeah, no.
We both want the highest answer. Anybody switch? Yeah. Okay. Now, let me address anxiety for everybody here. If you are in anxiety, you don't know that you are your own creator because you are in fear. You don't have anxiety if you're not fearful of something. So what do you think you're most fearful of other than having to take responsibility for yourself? Is there anything?
Change. I'm really scared of change.
Same thing. Why would you be anxious about change? Because, baby, change is all there is.
Yes.
Change is all there is. But you see, if you know that you are the power that will create whatever you want out of that change by the way you look at it, the way you perceive it, the way your expectations are around it. If you're clear about that, then you can't be anxious about change. You will embrace change and actually be excited about it. And, you know, guys, ask any actor right before you go on stage. There's this mixture of terror and excitement. Those feelings are very, 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 very close to each other. And it's the difference in perspective, Rose. So if I'm waiting to go on live and I don't know I can do what I'm going to do, then I'm going to be anxious. But if I'm waiting to go on live and I've done my work and I know that I can accomplish what I want to accomplish out on that stage, then it's excitement.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's all based in you being willing to accept your responsibility and know that you will be successful at your own creation. So a good mantra for you is, I am my successful creation. Everybody just feel into that. I am, right? I am the way, the truth, and the life around my own conscious creation, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not up to mom. It's not up to dad. It's not up to your teachers. It's not up to God. It's up to the God of Rose. And every time you start feeling anxious, I want you to stop and talk to yourself in third person. Dude.
Okay.
Okay. Here's that feeling again. So that means I'm feeling out of control about my own creation. So let me get objective here. What do I need to get a handle on? That should take you out of your anxiety, baby.
Okay.
Are you have any questions?
I don't think so. Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, Rose, to hear this and not put it into practice is not going to do a darn thing for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Love you. Thank you.
You bet. Chris, haven't heard from you, dude, in a while. What's up? Chris, are
Hello.
You there? Yep. Hi.
I'm here. Hey, that's awesome. You got me on the call. Hey, I'm just wanted to, first of all, say hey and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sweetheart.
And
you hear that beautiful baby in the background.
Oh yeah, she's growing up and energetic as ever.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do. What's your question?
Exactly. Well, I'm just working on creating myself anew this year, and I'm just, you know, letting go of the old patterns and old way of doing things. And, you know, my focus this year is that I'm creating a lot more wealth and financial abundance.
Okay, I get a yes on all that. So what's your question?
Well, my question, I guess, is, you know, does the channel have any information? Is there any way that, like, I'm contradicting that? Is there any parts of myself that are not on board with that?
Yeah, you just want to keep directing your brain and your energy to know it's all possible. It's possible, and you deserve it. And just keep holding the focus on what you're doing, Chris. You kind of have half an eye cocked to see if it's really happening.
And well, I think what happens with me is I get caught up in these, it's like a loop. It's like, I think I'm moving forward, but then I'm not. And I kind of like get back to the same place. I'm just like,
well,
what is going on?
If you know that, sweetheart, you've already got the answer. So where in the loop is it that you have to recreate? Where is it in your pattern that you want to take the energy and direct it toward a different way?
When I get really close to actually, like, physically manifesting something, like something comes up and then it just kind of like, and then I lose it.
Well,
or it's just like,
doesn't that sound like my story that I told at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, I missed the first few minutes of the show.
Well, you want to listen to it again because it's all about completion. So you just start saying, I am joyful completion, because that's what you want. And part of the reason that you're not completing is you don't think completion is possible because you've had a lot of experience about creation not being possible. And I'm going to say again, and everybody listen, your present circumstances have nothing to do with your future creation. Your present circumstances have to do with what you've sent out in the past. So I am joyful creation, and it's all possible, Chris. That's your mantra. Okay?
Okay, so, I mean, I've let go of a lot of things that no longer
serve. Yes, you have. Look, you're almost there. You know, but therein lies the challenge. You got to know you're there instead of keep thinking you're almost there. I'm almost making it. I'm almost completing it. Okay.
Right.
No.
One more thing. Go ahead.
I am completion. Okay. One more thing. What?
Well, one of my goals for this year, and one of my intentions is that I am creating more people in my life and connecting with more people that are of a wealth and prosperity and success mindset. You know what I mean?
Yes, and you have to define yourself. You have to define yourself as one of those people.
I mean, that's a goal for both Vicki and I. I mean, everything I've talked about.
You guys have to define yourself again, everybody. If you want to attract anything, you have to be the alignment of what you want to attract. So that's like walking into a room of rich, wealthy, nice people and saying, I want to be one of you, but I don't think it's possible, and I'm not rich, and I'm not wealthy, and that's how I define myself, but I want to be a part of all of you. Who wants to play with me? How many people are going to step forward, Chris?
Right.
And in order for you to start creating that, you have got to claim it first. I am rich. I am wealthy. I am a part of that group. And again, if your brain says BS, you go, no, not BS. That's the new way I want you to think. You're thinking the old way, and I'm telling you to think the new way. And you might have to tell it several times. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, baby. My love to Vicki.
Thanks for the information. We love you, and Happy New Year.
You too,
you
sweetheart. Thank you, me and Gabby. Thank you. Gabrielle, sorry. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Good morning, darling.
The world to me.
Thank you.
I'm trying to be more clear in making my decisions and follow
okay,
my instincts.
Okay, 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 stop. What words did you just say?
Trying.
Uh-huh. So you're going to work a lot of time in your lifetime if you keep giving yourself that direction. So I am getting clearer.
Getting clearer.
About?
Making decisions.
Uh-huh.
And following
there you go.
My instincts.
Okay.
But
and what's your question?
I'm concerned my convulsion spasms are getting worse along with lower intestinal issues. And this week I was trying to deal with an employer where I was trying to stand in my integrity about my belief system. And I thought the answer was supposed to be no, but then it suddenly became like maybe I should have said yes, or it was between the two, and then I feel bad ever since. So I'm trying to...
Yeah, this is an old pattern of dumping on yourself. Do you resonate with that? That whenever you come forward for yourself, you, okay, well, we have to go to the body book. Hold on. I went to convulsions, but they're telling me to go to seizures. There's a pattern where you, and literally, if you think of looking at a seizure, it's energy in spasm against itself, really. Hold on. These books are so big, these body books. Well, goodness, I'm getting there, guys. Okay. Overload. They are being bombarded with do the impossible with nothing, while everything that matters riding on it demands. They are being bombarded with do the impossible with nothing, while everything that matters riding on it demands. So, in other words, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't, which is the conflict of energy that is creating the seizures. Again, I am not a doctor. This is energetic information coming through the channel. They feel pressured and persecuted by the environment, which is an old familiar story to them, which is what you just described. Right, Maria?
Yes.
Okay. When you were little, were you expected to kind of carry the weight of the world on you? Were you the responsible one?
Yes.
Yes. And were you also told that you couldn't do anything right and that you were wrong? And somehow you've made the connection around 3 years old. This is also a big past life thing, by the way.
Okay.
You've made the connection that whenever you come forward for yourself, you cause everybody else's problems. Is that, can you see that pattern in your life? Maria, are you there?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Well, that's what you just described in the...
Okay.
Well, no, don't just say okay, because, you know, we may have other places to go. But
okay. What
you just said was you listened to your instinct, you came forward, and then something negative happened, and you thought maybe I should have said yes or something, right?
Yeah, because I went into this job thinking this was not going to be, this wasn't resonating with what my beliefs were. And then they hired me. And then I was going to tell them, you know, this wasn't going to work for me.
So, baby, stop right there. Stop right there.
Okay.
You've set up a seizure moment right there. This job isn't right for me.
The seizures were happening aside from that, but it was all in keeping with trying to stand in my integrity and my beliefs. And when I do healing work, my seizures get worse, or the spasms get worse.
Yes, because... You have a belief that when you stand in your integrity, you screw up the world. And so every time you stand in your integrity, the pattern is that every time you stand in your integrity and try and move into your power, it conflicts with your little girl's belief that whenever I do that, you know, people go down, circumstances go down. In other words, my power is a negative thing. But if you say, this job isn't right for me, and I'm going to go in and be in my integrity anyway, you've set yourself up right there for a conflict of energy. If you're going to do this job, any job, this job is perfect for me, this job feeds me, this job allows me to be powerful and healthy, and let's see, what's the opposite positive of seizure? Wow, this is one of those shows where I wish I was going to have 2 hours. They're giving me the word calm. So
okay. When
I'm powerful, I create myself physically calm, emotionally calm, chemically calm. So I am ready, willing, and able to know that as I am my authentic power. I bring calmness into my body, mind, soul, and the world. You want to start teaching your brain to connect those things. Do you understand?
Yeah, that was really beautiful.
Okay, good. Let's start with that. Okay, and again, you have to hold firm to feeling into that peace and that knowing for 4 to 6 weeks, even 8 weeks maybe for you. Okay?
Is that what's causing the lower large intestine issues?
No.
No.
No, that's a, well, it's kind of connected because it says this just ties you up in knots energetically. It just ties you up in knots because you go into so much fear, right? Because everything in you wants to expand in your healing work.
Mm-hmm.
And you're holding yourself back at the same time. So it's hampering you in getting rid of your poop.
No, actually, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. You know, we want to get rid of our poop.
Yeah.
Energetically.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that one.
Well, I'm talking energetically.
Okay.
Baby.
Oh, okay.
Energetically getting rid of our crap.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Blessings
yeah.
to you and everybody.
Yeah, good luck. And be peaceful. Powerful peace. That's a good, powerful peace. That's good. Write that up on some post-it notes and put it all over. We're going to Dallas in Texas. Gail, you're on.
Hi, Dee. So my question for the channel is, my knee is hurt, and it just started after the new year, and this tightness knotting in my chest, and I'm wondering, what am I doing to cause that?
Okay, which knee?
Right knee.
Okay, that's your power knee. Right side is your power side. So right after the new year, there's a connection there. And the new year, anytime we have a new year come in, we hold the intention of being more powerful in this new year. But they're saying there's something specific that you're creating or thinking about creating in the new year. Do you know what that is?
Perfect health.
Yeah. Okay. So you want it, need it, deserve it, attract it, never have a problem. Okay. You fall out on all of those around perfect health, right? So that tells you, like all of us, we're a house divided against ourselves. We want perfect health. We know, you know, some people it's money, some people it's relationships, some people it's health. When they know they can create that they're the creators of that in their lives, they know how powerful they are. In your case, it's perfect health. So, first of all, there's a core belief that I'll never be God. I can never be God. So, if you can't be the God of you, if you can't be the creator of you, and I'm going back to Rose again, then the more, if creating perfect health will show you how powerful you are, and you have the belief I can never be my own powerful creation, do you see how you're threatened about walking forward into that power?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So are you ready, willing, and able to turn that around now, Gail?
Absolutely am.
Yeah. It's time, guys. It's time for all of us to accept the power we are and give ourselves permission to know that we and the entire world will become better for it because we are. Everybody wins when we're more powerful, and they win and we win because that power is sent through divine love. and there is no force on the world with more creation and more fury in a good way than love. Okay? So did you put it together, Gail?
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay.
I did.
That was a great one for everybody. I hope you got that message and that lesson. Thank you so much for calling in, honey.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
I love you, too. Linda in Calgary, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi. My question is about my energy. I kind of feel like I've lost my zip since the fall, and I've been fighting some viruses, and this is such a great call. I'm getting something from everyone, and what I'm thinking is I've really let my subconscious start running the show. And
you bet.
You know, why have I done that? Can the channel help me kind of, you know, get a grip on myself again, so to speak?
Well, the channel can help you get a grip on you. Yep.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the first of the show again. Because you are consciously on this journey, all the stuff that doesn't match this journey has got to come up so that we're aware of it. Like you could have knocked me over with a feather when I found that belief that I'm not loved.
Mm.
Right? Okay. So there is definitely a belief in there that love and some kind of chaos has to live together. I'm going to your dad when you were very little, around 2 or 3. How did he model that or teach that to you, that love is chaotic in some way?
Well, I think it was probably between the relationship between he and my mom. She
yep.
was schizophrenic, so we had a lot of mental illness.
Uh-huh.
And I think
and
our whole house was chaotic.
Yep. And as a little girl, you looked out and went, oh, I get love's chaotic. Love's crazy. I never know what to depend on with love. And yet I can feel the love. So the more you love yourself, the more inner chaos you have to create, Linda, because that's what your little girl believes. And again, guys, start working with your little girls and your little guys, because that's usually who's running the show. Although, in these private sessions I've been doing are just unbelievable. And now we're going into teenagers, and I had one gentleman that his didn't plug in till 40 years old. But it reminded him of all the past life stuff. And then his life started going into chaos. I want to remind you, too, that anytime you're directing your energy, you're directing it for you that exists on all dimensions in any time and space. All your children, all your teenagers. Because us existing on other planes can be fighting the conscious us on this plane around what we want. And you've got to integrate all that energy and go, everybody's following me for this experience on this plane. I'm the boss. Did you get your answer?
I did. Can I just ask, can you give me a tangible way that I can work with my little girl? Like, what does that look like?
Well, the biggest tangible way I can give you is to do the little child experience that's on the website. But that means to go in, connect with them, sit with them. The channel gave us a meditation where you go in and sit with them in this big empty room. And you just talk to her. Talk to her. Let her know you're going to take care of her. Let her know, look, this is what you learned when you were little. I get it. I understand why. But now we're going to repair it ourselves. And we're going to know this, that when we love ourselves and when we live in the state of love everything is clear. We know exactly what to expect. That's a big part of yours. We know exactly what to expect, and everything is peaceful.
Okay.
You know, and orderly. Peaceful and orderly, and you know what to expect. Those are important words for you. And they want to give you a core belief. Here, 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 here. 16, 17, 18. Okay, well, see, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself. And that's kind of the theme of the show, guys. The more we're moving into love and love for ourselves, the more we abandon that part of ourself with these old beliefs. So the more I value myself, the more I come through for myself in every way. And so, by the way, does all the universe. The universe is here to conspire for me. And so it is. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Okay, I want us really quickly to come together and hold the state of health and the frequency of health. Call in your light and send it to Patty, who is in ICU right now. No, that's not going to serve her. Take your light, direct it in the health that you are, and hold Patty in that light. That's the best way you can serve. Going to take one more call. Jill in California, you're on.
Hi, good morning, Dee. And I cannot believe the reason why I'm calling in is pretty much the focus of this show.
Look at the surprise on my face.
Yeah. Well, my right shoulder is in complete spasm, pinching the nerves in my right arm. And I have been in bed rest for the last 4 days because I can't use my right arm. And I know this goes to an old pattern and a core belief, and that was my question for the channel, to point me to that core belief.
Again, we're going back to I can never be God. That's your power side. It's your right side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is interesting. Hold on, because I'm trying to get clear about what they're telling me here. There is a beautiful, balanced place between give it to God and I am the God of me that creates. And let me simply draw that out for you. I'm the God of me that creates. I know exactly what I want, claiming I am that thing. I am feeling good into what that feels like. I am holding my focus on that. And now I turn it over to the universe and all thought, all possibility, and all space in between to create that with me. So that I don't have to carry it all on my shoulders. My job is done with the conscious choice and direction and holding of focus on what I want. And then I turn it over. And that's
okay.
So there's something in the family that you feel you have to carry everything on this shoulder. Do you know what it is?
I think I carry everything on my shoulders.
Yeah, and this was the straw that broke the camel's back. Something with your husband.
I've recently gone back to work, and I really am proud of what I'm doing, and we've just met a recent deadline, and I thought it was the pattern of you work yourself really hard, and then I get sick following that.
Yes, that's part of it
also. But I was really proud of myself. Yeah, and then we have another player that's a – I have a tough coworker that's causing me some stress. And I thought maybe let that person get under my skin. And I'm focused on not beating that person, but being better than that person. And maybe I'm too focused on that. And
what does that have to do with your husband? They keep wanting to go back to your husband. Are you in competition with your husband? Because I get a yes. What are you in competition with him about?
I don't know. This is surprising me. He's very loving and supportive. And no.
Okay, so hold on. Anybody switched? Oh, okay. We're claiming that we both want the highest answer. Okay. All right. All right, good. Now I've got it. So, see, for those of you that are doing the work as healers, when you run into things like that that aren't bam, 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 oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I got it, somebody is resisting bringing in the highest information. You are in competition with your husband around being totally loving and supporting and giving to all energy. So that involves the person so at work. So if you're focused on beating someone, what does your brain see?
Well, I tend to pick at the scab a little bit. I tend to look for the imperfections so that I feel like I'm doing a better job.
Yeah, but that's your imperfection. That makes your brain focus on what's not as good in you.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so you're not in alignment with what you have to be to surpass this person. Because it's not about that person. It's about you being in alignment with being the best and doing the best that you can do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Which also, gosh, we're going to go over here. Now they're telling me to go to shoulder. Do I have time? Yes. Hold on a minute. I don't really have time, but we're going to take the time.
Thank you.
Hell no, I won't go. They are at the point where this is an up with which I will no longer put. And you're saying that to yourself. They have been keeping their shoulder to the wheel and carrying the world on their shoulders all of their life, and they are now no longer willing to do so. And if you don't become conscious of that and give yourself permission to do it, then you will create your shoulder not being able to work. Wow. I just got a big thing for myself there. Did you follow that, Jill?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So you've got to go, Jill. You know what? And this, again, goes back to your little girl. It's okay. We're not doing it all. We're not carrying everybody anymore. And it's okay. I'm giving you permission to do that. So now talk to your shoulder and tell it, thank you very much for bringing me this information. You can heal now.
Yeah.
All right?
That's exactly what I needed. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Dee.
That's what I needed too. So thank you. Oh my gosh. I swear I could just hang with you guys all flipping day. All right. So please don't wait till the last minute. Do it now. Sign up for the next webinar, Creation. I am safe to create. And you're going to want these affirmations tomorrow. So look for them, please, on the e-blast until we meet again. And I mean it. Woo! Love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves more. Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.